The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been graciously dedicated by Reb Shimshon and Reb Yehuda Beanstock and families in honor of their parents, Max and Gail Beanstock of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. May the merit of the Torah studied through this volume bring them and their families continued gesunt, Nachas and Parnasa Berevach, Admeya Ve'esrim Shana.
The Mishnah by us about Psula and Shtemese Chodesh, Arusa, Nesua. Psula is another opportunity to discuss the Gedorim of Ksubas, Ba'ula, and Psula. And we'll use as a Knisa to the Inyan something that we've discussed in a few of the previous shurim, the Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim, where the pasuk says Kesev Yishkol Kemoyer HaPsulois. The pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that talks about Mufuta, where he's Mechuyev to give her Kemoyer HaPsulois. Rashi says he's Mechuyev to give her Masayim Zkukim of Ksubas Psula. The Ramban asks a kasha, pasuk, it's a pasuk Mechumash. Does that mean that Ksuba of Psula is Deraisa? We passing Ksubas Tavyud. The Ksubas de Rabbonon. Answers the Pnei Yeshuan, Daf Lamed Tesamid Beis, 20 blad ago, that Moyer HaPsulois is the sheer Torah. That's how much the Pnei Yeshuan says the Shibud of marrying a Psula, that's how much that Shibud courts him. The Etzim sheer is the Raisa. The Chiyuv that's Chal on him normally is the Rabbonon, but that's how much it's worth. Memel, the Torah was matil that amount of money in a case of Mufuta. In a case of Mufuta, the Torah was takim b'chayivim. But what he's paying for the shear, and Memel, the Chazal used that shear to create the chiv, which is chal, in every marriage. Even according to the Manda Omer, the Ksuba Deraisa, let's point something out. Even according to the Manda Omer, the Ksuba Deraisa, but it's clear from the Sugis, clear from the Rishonim, that's only a ksuba of a besula. Ksuba of a bu'ula is not min ha-Torah. What's the pshat? L'chor by mufuta, we're talking about moyer ha-psulis, the way Rashi says, is a ksuba. Ksuba? She's a mufuta. She's a bu'ula. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that what the Pnei Yeshua is saying is what Rashi is being mechayev her, what Rashi is being mechayev him, that when he divorces her, when this Mefata divorces this Mufuta, that he has to pay her Kemoyer HaPsulois, is not the classic Chiyuv where the marriage is Mechayiv him. That's how much the Dmei Shibud of Baal L'Ishto is. By a normal case, the Chiyuv is Chal him only Medir Abona. By a case of Bu'ula, even according to Manam Ksuba Deraisa, that Shibud is not there. Let's qualify that a little bit. We have more in the first pack. Ein isha oisa atzmo kli lebailo. Ein isha kareses bris elam kain oisa kli. The shlemus of the relationship between husband and wife is when she was a psula and he made her into a bula. The pshat is the physical reality of what she's capable of having children. The physical reality of what the marriage has done to her was created by him. That creates the full commitment, the full relationship between them. In that sense, that creates also the full commitment of the husband, Alpi Halacha, to her. So, mela a ksuba of a besula is midderais. A ksuba of a, according to one mandama, a ksuba of a bula is derabona. How much the Dmei Shibud, the minimal amount, which is called financial commitment, we'll call that, not how much it's worth in sense of dollars and sense how much it's worth. It's ridiculous to put a price tag that's the relationship between a husband and wife is worth Masayim Zuz. Doesn't make sense. Same way the Rambam holds that even though the Gemara says by Choyvel, if somebody damages somebody else physically, he has to pay how much he would be sold b'shuk l'chotz din moment. He's paying how much he's worth less. The Rambam says that's a knas. That's not really value. Value of a person is not measured in terms of how much less he'd be sold b'shuk shel avodah. So that's posher, that we're not talking about the value of the relation. We're not talking about the dollar and cents worth of her giving herself over to her husband and becoming ois psula and becoming bula. That's not the point. The point is over here, what's called, he's mechuyiv to her, to psula, because she's committed to him. She's oisa atzmo kli. to her husband, for her husband, he's mechuyev to her, he has a financial commitment to take care of her, the full financial commitment, midoraisa. How much is financial? Torah says kamay absolut. That's financial commitment. It happens to be that the Torah whole, the Torah was only mechayiv that full financial commitment only by a mefata, not by a regular marriage. That could be. But how much is financial commitment? That's what Rashi means when he says kamay absolut. That's the amount of money. What Rav Akiva Eiger has a interesting discussion, a back and forth in Lamed Beis. In the third peg, Lamed Beis, is how to view the knas of Mufuta vis-a-vis the ksuba now if she's mizana. Meaning to say, the halach is that if he's mefata her, if he's mefata nairu psula, the halach is he's mechuyiv. The pashto way of reading the Torah is he's mechuyiv knas. If he wants to not marry her, mechuyiv the knas now. If he marries her, so he's potter from the knas because he took her with honor as his wife, and later on, if he wants to divorce, he has to pay the knas. In that sense, l'chayr, if she's mizana, he'll have to be megarisha because she becomes a surah labayla, but he should be mechuyiv to pay her the knas because the knas has nothing to do with ksuba. In what we're describing in Rashi, l'chayr, the chiyuv that he pays. The chiv that he pays is a chiv ksuba. If she's mizana, he'd be potter. The halach is lamaisa that he's potter. So, the same way by a ksuba, we have to say that even if ksuba is deraisa, it's a kash, if ksuba is deraisa, why shouldn't he have to pay his wife a ksuba if she's mizana? He's mechuyiv. If he said a ksuba is derabbanan, you can say a daita doch, he was never mishabin himself, unless when he divorced her, it's his fault. If it's her fault, because she was mizanish, she asked herself a bailo, then he was not mechayiv himself. If the ksuba is a chiv deraisa, you have to say also the Torah was not mechayiv him a daita doch. The Torah was mechayiv him only in the context of the commitment between a husband and a wife. If she was mizan, there is no commitment. So you'll have to say the same thing by mufuta, also that the Knas would be mechayivim only in the context of that commitment. It sounds more like Rashi. That would be a shtigaraya like Rashi. Another issue that comes up when we talk about the chiv ksuba, the chiv ksuba deraisa, in Ebenezer Samaches, the halach is, we had way back in the first page, this that Chazal believed the husband, Gemara and Daf Yud, to say Pesach Metzuach Metzosi, the Gemara says because Ksuba is the Rabbonon. The Gemara says that because Ksuba is the Rabbonon, he is Nemon, Heim Himnu, Veheim Himnu. They believed him to say Pesach Metzuach Metzosi, Chazok Alodim She'enoi Terech Pesuda, and he's not going to be mafsid himself, his marriage, unless it was true. Lemaisa, in Eben Ezra Samaches, it says, B'Shem Begoinim, that Tesefes Ksuba, he'll be Chayiv. Meaning, say a husband's mechayiv himself, like we have in our sugya. He's mechayiv himself. He has musayim zuz. That's kol echad shenoisei psula. And then this to say whatever he's mechayiv himself above and beyond the regular ksuba, that he would not be nemon. Says the goin why? The goin in samaches sitkot yud that tesefes ksuba is a regular chiv moment. Where do we find that a person could free himself? There's an existing contract between two people. He's mechuyiv somebody else. And then he comes along and he's nemon to say that there was a violation of contract. If there's a violation of contract, prove it. And that's halach in Chesh Mishpat Simcha Chofalot, that whenever there's a financial shibud between two people, we assume that the shibud is still standing, is still binding, until the one who wants to get out of the shibud, free himself of the shibud, will bring a raya that there was some type of breach of contract. You can't claim breach of contract. You have to prove it. B'chayr over here also. If he's mechuyiv at tesefes ksuba, he was mishabin himself to his wife that in the case of divorce or if he dies, he's going to give her 10,000 dinrei zov. In that case, olov lahavi raya, that she was in violation of the contract, that she was mizana. Mashen ken the ksuba itself heinimnu veheinimnu. L'chayra, the ksuba itself is also a chiyuv. It's his chayvus mamonis. Why did Chazal give a different hagdora than a regular chiyuv moment? Is a chiyuv ksuba not a chiyuv moment? So this is what we've been discussing a few times in the shiurim, the last 15 daf, that the ksuba is not a straightforward choyvas moment. The ksuba is a choyvas ishus. Tesefes ksuba
is a chayvis momin. In order to get her to be maskim to marry him, she comes from a mishpacha b'chubedes, he's going to have to mishabed himself a certain amount of money. That's a chiv momin. Chiv momin goes with chayv mishpat. The chiv ksub is a chiv Eben Ezer. Chiv Eben Ezer means that it's part of the marriage between the two of them is the financial commitment. In that case, Chazal had a right to make their own mechanism. It's independent of regular Hilchus Mamon. Now, it happens to be that there's a whole sugya a few daf ago in Daf Nun Dalet that the Sefes Ksuba, Kiksuba. The Ritva Daf Yud says that according to the Goinim, that that the Haimim knew that Pesach Pesuch Matzasi is only on regular Ksuba and not on the Tesefet Ksuba, you're going to have to say that there's chilukim between whatever the Gemara says over there in Daf Nun Dalet. You're going to have to figure out where we compare Tesefet, which dinim we compare, we shtel tzu, and we learn out Tesefet Ksuba from Ksuba, and which dinim not. It's not so partial. But we're understanding from the Goin that according to Yeshit Tzadoinim, there's a fundamental chilek subas, regular ksubas of chayvas issues. Tesefes ksuba is a chayvas moin. There's a tumim in tumim, the classic pirush on chayshu mishpat. In chayshu mishpat tzadik zayin, he says that even though mezaynis habal midirabonon, the halacha is that if you write it into the ksuba, it becomes a chiv deraisa. Back to Tumim. So why is that not true about the Ksuba itself? Mezoinos, if he writes a separate contract, not just that it's understood by Ksuba, but it's written, he was meshabin himself like a regular king and a regular star to be mefarnes, to be mezin her. That's a chiv deraisa. Anytime a person is meshabin himself financially to somebody else, that financial commitment is deraisa. Mideraisa, a person can be mechayiv himself shibudim. That's the sugi in the beginning of our parak. And after Dal, it's true. Mezoinah is fracted too. Why shouldn't it be true on Ksuba? Why do we say that even though there was a Ksuba between them, the halach is that Ksuba is the Rabbonon, Heim him nu, and he has a right to say Pesach Mesuach Motzosi. Why don't we say that Ksuba is the Raisa because he was Mishabin himself Piksam? So we find another place where there's such a discussion. Tesis and Lamed Vov, Amid Beis, has a whole back and forth, a whole shak of Itaya, On why a Baal is not nemo to say Pesach Mitzvah Mitzvah by Shoyte V'Chareshet. Shoyte V'Chareshet, there's no issues. In the issue of Shoyte V'Chareshet, there's no issues deraisa. Midrabon and Chazal said that if he was married to her, if he marries a Chareshet, so then he has all the dinim of issues. And over there, the halach is he's not nemo to say Pesach Mitzvah Mitzvah. Why not? So this has a whole discussion about this. Reb Kiveya has that L'choira, if there's a ksuba written between him and the Chalashas, he's been Meshabin himself, so why does a Chiv Deraisa? Again, the Tumim is pointing out that since we have a halacha that a Chiv Mezoinis, if it's written up contractually, it's not just an understood, a husband's mechuyev to be mefarnes his wife. So there, since it's written up contractually, it's like any chayvus moment the world over, and it's a chiv deraisa. The same thing should be true by a ksuba. If a ksuba is something that's not written down, so there's a chiv derabonon, but if it's written, it should be a chiv deraisa. Kiveg is adding that by a ksuba of a charesha, so any financial commitment to a charesha, once it's written down, so it's not a chiv derabonon, it's a chiv deraisa. So why is Tosfos all bothered with the fact that how could it be nemon to say Pesach Pesuch Mitzosi? Because it's a chiv deraisa. Why is he not nemen l'chay? It's a chiv derabonah. No, the chiv to pay a ksuba to a chareshes or a shoyte would be deraisa, because if you wrote it off like a regular financial contract, then it's a chiv deraisa. L'chay, the teretz has to be straightforward to both kashas. The teretz l'chay has to be proven, but l'chay the teretz has to be that when there's a chiv mezoinos doesn't have clear financial parameters. How much is the chiyuv mezoinis? A husband is mechuyev to his wife to support her. Depends on the week. Depends on the month. We even quoted some svarim, some shiurim that a true from Moshe where he says that chayvas mezoinis includes the children that are living with the mother because she has to feed them. Chayvus Mizaynus is very flexible. How much, if a person accepts on himself, Chayvus Mizaynus is a chiv to provide for his wife. There's no clear financial definition of what this chiv entails. It's a chayvus issue. Writing it down in the contract is not going to, is not just going to be an extending of the chayvus issues. When you make something into a contract, it's not just an issue. Not just the chayvus issues, it becomes a financial chiv. That financial chiv will be deraisa. Any financial chiv is deraisa. A ksuba, even though it's a chayvus issues, but by definition, since it's defined in dollars and cents, and it's clear how much it is, and it's clear what the parameters of when he's mechuyev, how much he's mechuyev, what he's going to pay from, writing it down in the shtar will not change its definition. It retains its status. All it is you're affirming biksav what you're already mechuyev. So that will not create a new hischayvus moinus. The our perek is about chiyuve moinus, right? The first tesis in the perek, new chiyuve moinus that a husband takes upon himself to his wife. He creates chiyuvim that are beyond the chiyuv deraisa, derabanan, whatever you want to call it, of ksuba. Writing down the amount of money in a ksuba in a financial document won't change its definition. Writing up a contract on the mizoinus will, because instead of just having it as a chayvus issues, like a chiyuv oino, you've given it toikiv, like a financial commitment. So there would be deraisa. That's why you have the halacha in Sadik Zion of a chiyuv deraisa being miksav. What's the difference if something is a, if the ksuba is a chayvus issues? One of the nafkimim is if it's a chayvus issues or a chayvus moment, besides what we're discussing deraisa derabonon. This is a whole discussion of Shmuel Rozovsky back in the first pack. It's really involved in Tzuba stuff. We won't go into the problem, but just to say over the basic concept, if there was a question that a woman should lose her ksuba because it's a suffix if she was mizana, when she's mizana, she loses her ksuba. What happens if there's a suffix nus? So that's the whole sugius over there between Daftes and Daf Yudgimu. One of the factors Shmuel reads into different Rishonim, Rambam, the Rajbu, the Ra'o over there, is that if we look at the Chayvus Ksuba as a Chayvus Issues, so then the Pshat is that Znus is Mafkiyad. Chayvus Issues means that there's a commitment, the husband and wife, she lives together with him, he lives together with her. His living together with her has certain carries with it, certain Chivim. Those Chivim are even after he dies. If there's a Sufik here, if the marriage is still viable, if she was mizana, that means that the shibud between the two of them is not kept. The marriage is not there. The marriage with what it entails in terms of shibudim, mutual shibudim zelozeh, reciprocal shibudim, is not there. You have a safik. If you have a safik, how much mechaber alvarayin? Masha'enkin, if we look at the ksuba, we upgrade the ksuba. We look at it as a financial chiv. The husband was mechayiv himself to his wife. So Ba'etzim, there's a choiv that he was mechayiv himself to his wife, kach v'kach. What are we going to say? We're going to say that if she was mizana, adaita d'hochi, he's not mechayiv. In that case, we could say that Ba'etzim is chiyuv that's kayo. If he wasn't mechayiv himself, so then it's any day mischayavti. If we say that there's an existing chiyuv for him to support his wife, and we say just that if the marriage is not viable anymore, so then he's no longer mechuyev, that's more bedaimer, Reb Shmuel says, to any day in paraiti. The halach is always, to any day in nischayafti, in a choyev, if a person is nitva and bezna, Reuven is tevei, Shimon and bezna, Yozma, Adud, Al-Shim says, I don't remember bar, I don't know, maybe I borrowed from you money, I don't know. He's potter, amayt semechav al-varai. If Shimon agrees to the basis of the claim that there was a choyv, he just has a suffix if he paid, Shimon is mechuyv to pay. Any day in praiticha it's called. In that context, we understand that if the choyv is considered as existing, and it's a shaila, if it was poka, that's a more daimel, any day in praiticha. If we look at the choyv as something, he's mechayv himself, if he divorces her and it's his fault, so what happens if there's a shaila of znus? It's any day in this kayafti, in that case, then the burden of proof would be on her. Again, this is not, we're not holding in those sugyas of suffix nus and being mafkia chayvus ksuba, just to point out where the discussions about the nature of ksuba take us.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.